Blog Talk Radio.
Most incredible, baby. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though it gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should have been together having four seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather. But now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, foreign change, armor raw down. I can understand why you want a divorce now, though I can't let you know it. Pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside it, so sick. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. On repeat the CD of Big, me and my watching Barney and Clyde pretending to be that. Empty in your hand saying, let me see that. Shopping streets, pull out your Visa quick. Had very bad credit, you helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6. We were so happy poor, but when we got rich, when our signals got crossed, and we got flipped. Rather mine, I don't know what made me leave that. Made me speed that quick. Let me see, that's it. It was the cheese. Help them get amnesia quick. I used to cut up their buddies. Now they saying they love me. Used to tell their friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. And then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that. And I don't remember you. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. A face of stone was shocked on the other end of the phone. Word back home is that you had a special friend. So what was also special then? You have given away without getting at me. That's your fault. How many times you forgiven me? How was I to know that you was plain sick of me? I know the way living was whack. She don't get it back like that. I'm a man with pride. You don't do like that. You don't just pick up and leave and leave me sick like that. You don't throw away what we had just like that. I was some girls. I was gonna get right back. They say you can't turn a bad girl good. But once a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. I'm on forever. I gotta live with the fact I did you wrong forever. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I know I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. What's up, girl?
Yo, your boy Pretty Tony in the
building. What's happening, world? You know what I mean? Can a player play coming to you live every Sunday, 2:30. You know, me and the usual suspects. Hey, Diddy, where you at?
Hey, right here, live in effect, doing what I do, ride with the window down, air conditioner on, and the music up.
You know what I mean? Lady Joy, what's happening?
I'm right here, boo-boo. How you doing? I got my guys, and you know I love all y'all.
Hey, we going to get it cracking this week, because this week I think Lady Joy going to want to get us. Topic of the show is I just met you. Why are you trying to sign me up for daddy duty? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just meeting a fella, and, you know, I meet you Monday, and by Friday, you trying to introduce me to the kids. I ain't said I want to be stepdaddy. I don't even know you like that. Damn. Somebody already
got their
hands. Hold on. We going to let them. 918, you on with us. What's happening?
Oh, I'm just trying to call. I'm trying to catch the subject. I just tuned in. I was trying to call part of the subject.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the subject is I just met you. Why are you trying to sign me up for daddy duty? You know, a lot of time we out there dating and stuff. A young lady meets you Monday, and by Friday she want to introduce you to the kids and moms, and suddenly she trying to sign you up for stepdaddy duty.
Well, he trying to get some. So what?
No, I think it's improper to have a man to meet your children too soon like that, because you don't know that man, you don't know what kind of man he is, you know, and to bring a child and let him or her meet a strange man before you figure that, I mean, really look that brother in, or if you're a man.
Well, I can get with that, but. You know, you trying to get with her to get some and stuff. So,
that don't mean nothing. Just because you're trying to get with her, don't mean you're trying to take care of a whole family.
No, I'm not saying that. But you know,
that's what I was saying though.
Okay, work it.
Why does he have to be trying to get him some just because he's like a woman? That don't mean he's trying to get none. He just wanna, what if he's a decent man just trying to get to know her?
Maybe there's a whole bunch of decent men out there, you know, and they still trying to get some.
Say what now?
I'm just saying. What?
You saying what?
There's some decent men out there. I can dig that, but it's not like you ain't trying to get none, all right?
Because if I'm just trying to take you out, I ain't trying to take you to bed. I just want to take you out to dinner or something. That don't mean I'm trying to get you
okay,
to bed.
That will work. But you know how few of you like that are out there? Do you hear what I'm saying?
You know what, though? That's just
no, I'm just saying. You know, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that. But it's so few of you out there that want to take a lady out to dinner.
And
go ahead.
That's not true. See, that's a fallacy. That's a lie. It ain't so few of us like that. That's the case. A man can say so few of y'all ain't just looking for a man's money, which I know that ain't true though. That ain't true.
I am not pinning nothing on nobody. I'm just saying. Okay.
It ain't proper. It's not proper if it wasn't for man or woman to let somebody meet your children too fast. You know, that's
right,
a real
because
thing.
You don't want to expose your kids to any and everything that's out there, okay?
Yeah, so all right,
hold that 918. We appreciate that. Don't go nowhere, brother, because I'm going to let you chime in on this in a minute, because today I'm playing devil's advocate.
Like you always do.
Hey, we just trying to put it out there for y'all, you know what I mean?
I got you.
I'm riding with him because I don't want to take care of no baby kids anyway.
Okay.
What's my man's name?
Hold on, let me get my man's name. 918, what's your name, Sam?
Ivan. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Welcome to the show, Ivan.
Yeah, big ups to you, Ivan. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Now, hey, Diddy, I'm about
yes,
to
sir.
Get on you. you trying to get with her, what you mean you ain't trying to take care of no baby's kids? If you getting with the woman, you getting with the coochie and the kids, brother.
not necessarily. I'm riding with my man Ivan there, you know, just because I met you, I might not even like you. I'm just trying to check you. I'm just trying to see what's happening with you. Just because, and even if I was trying to get with that, I just might want to test drive. That don't mean I'm trying to take care of your whole doggone family.
But I thought it's a package deal, K. Diddy. The coochie come with the kids.
No. See, you all the way down to number 10. And I think my brother Ivan was still on 1 and 2. He ain't even went
Okay. That'll work, but I'm going by you, bruh. Because I know how you look at me from the neck down. What?
I understand. It don't hurt to look. Just because you looking and shopping don't mean you bought it and want to take it home. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I got you, bro. I got you.
So again, I'm riding with my man Ivan. You know, just because you meet somebody and you might want to go to the movie or take her to dinner, but during that process, you might start seeing that you really don't not like this girl. She might be cool people, but that might be as far as you want to go with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and vice versa, bro. She might not like your monkey ass either. What?
And that's fine. That's her prerogative. That's fine. But the subject of the topic of the show is, I just met you. Why are you trying to sign me up for daddy duty? That's what we're talking about.
You know what? And this topic, you know, and Tony, you know, me and you going to have to get together on some of these topics because it's like it's always you gearing it towards the women, like, why you want to do that? Okay, it works both ways, bro, and, you know, that's why I'm here to put y'all monkey ass in check. What?
Could I ask you a question? Is Tony male?
Ask me. Ask me.
Is Tony male or female?
Last I saw, he was male. He might have changed up for all I know what.
Tony,
you might want to answer that for yourself, bruh.
I'm all man, baby. I am all man. In all fairness, I want to put this out there.
Okay.
There are brothers out there who meet somebody, and they're trying to sign her up for mommy duty. You know what I mean? Percentages are a little bit smaller, you know, and this is sad. As a matter of fact, let me take a sidebar from the topic and just say, even though we're laughing and chuckling and stuff, you know, the thing of single parenthood is a difficult road for a man or a woman to walk by themselves because they did not conceive that child by themselves, and by no means are we making light of single parenthood. But, you know, we just bringing up a topic today that's on some real stuff. You know, the percentages of single, sad to say, the percentages of single mothers out there far outweigh the percentages of single fathers. And that's not a reflection on anybody or anything. It's just a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Tony, check your volume, man. You're coming in and out.
Can you hear me now, brother? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sound there's an echo, but you're fading in and out. I don't know who that is or what that is.
Okay, I'm gonna get that together in a moment here. With me fading in and out. Let me organize that. K. Diddy, what I'm sounding
I'm
like now, bro?
You sounding better, but for a minute there, you know, it's kind of hard to hear you. You know.
Okay. I'm working with some new technology over here. Everybody, please forgive me. But you say you got me right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's some rattling going on. I'm going to say it's either with K. Diddy or Lady Joy. One of y'all eating potato chips or cooking potatoes. Or
no, hey, I'm cooking, but you can't hear that, though.
And you just went out again.
Who just went out again? Right here?
You.
You. We got you, baby. We got you.
Okay. I'm going to flip the script in a minute here. Don't trip, y'all. What we're going to do is take a quick little interview. Ivan from Oklahoma City, we're glad you're rolling with us, baby. You know what I mean? We're glad you're with us. Thank you for tuning in.
Sunshine has come, no more rain in the clouds.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Everybody needs some sunshine in their life. Everybody needs some joy in their life.
That's right, and that's why I'm here.
don't leave out the pain if that's the case.
Say what now?
I said don't leave out the pain if that's the case.
Yeah, well, you know, like sunshine and rain and pain and all of that. I bring that. What?
No,
you got a problem with that, bro?
Say joy and pain. Put it together.
Whatever, dude. Don't hate.
Now, my man Ivan from Oklahoma City made a good point that sometimes you're just trying to get to know a young lady and you ain't trying to sign up for relationship or daddy duty. And our point today is if I just met you, why are you trying to sign me up for daddy duty so fast? Or vice versa. Let's be fair. If I just met you, you know, you a single father or whatever, I ain't trying to say it. I might want some loving, but I ain't trying to sign up for stepmama duty right now. We're just trying
But then also, too, Tony, you make it sound like the ladies is out there to try to find their daddy and stuff. You know, we might just want to get some loving, too. Okay? It ain't all about, you know, introducing our kids to just anybody all willy-nilly and stuff. Okay? We might want to get some, too. So bring that.
Speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
Speak on it.
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? Sweet D said to say joy and pain are like sunshine and rain. Make your choice.
That's right. That's
what
my girl right here.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, speak on that, Lady Joy. That's why you here. Stand up for the lady.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you making it sound like the women just want to introduce, you know, because they want to get a baby daddy or stuff. That's not always the case, baby. We might want to get some just like you might want to get some.
Well,
okay. And we just not going to have our kids all out there all willy-nilly with whoever and stuff. Okay.
Statistically speaking, there are more.
Statistically, my ass. What?
There's more single women out there with children than there are single men.
But that doesn't mean. But
children.
dude, that doesn't mean, you know, just because it's more statistically single women out there, that doesn't mean nothing. You know, we might want to get some too, just like you. You know, we can do that stuff. We can do that. What?
It just means there's more y'all out there trying to do it. That's what it means.
And your point is what?
Just that.
I think you done touched the nerve, K. Diddy.
Yeah, you did. You know, because that's why I got to keep y'all monkey ass in line, okay? Because y'all always thinking that it's the woman that always, like, trying to do stuff. We want the same thing y'all want, okay? We might want to get some, hit it and quit it, and toot it and boot it, and all of that stuff. It works both ways, bruh, okay? So, you know, make sure that you put it all up in there like some swimwear. What?
Hold that thought, Lady Joy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, my man from Oklahoma. Ivan, where you at, brother?
I'm here, man. Asking off from Tulsa.
Hey, Tulsa.
Oh,
how you doing?
All right, okay.
Tulsa,
what
Tulsa,
you got to say about that? What you got to say about
it,
my man from Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Let me say this, though. I'm the kind of man, you know, I grew up, my mother was and is always been a woman of integrity. And my question would be, why would a woman want to just allow a man to hit it and quit it? Let me finish, please. Why would you want to be equal to something degenerate like that? Why would you want to say, we want the same thing y'all do? We just want to hit and quit and let a man, let men just run roughshod through you like that when you have more value than that? And a man shouldn't do that either, but we're talking about women now. Why would a woman want to do the same thing a man does? Why would you want to do that and set an example? Hold up. You are the first teacher of the child. And so the reason why I have the view of women like I do is because my mother is, at 71 and was when I was growing up, a woman of integrity. Even though my father was abusive and in both ways, verbally and physically, my mother never, ever allowed another man, at least in front of us, to think that he had a chance. She always honored her marriage. So I'm saying that why would a woman want to allow herself to be even in that light like that when you have more value than that?
Okay, all right. Okay, what I'm saying is Okay, we're talking, there's a lot of single women out here, okay, that's doing the doggone thing. And I understand where your mother and your grandmother are coming from. My grandmother and my all of mine came from that too. But okay, we're talking like 2010 here. Okay,
hold on.
You got a lot of women that are doing a daggone thing. That's making it happen and stuff. You know, we're the head of the household. You know, we're raising kids and we're raising sons and stuff, which is hard. I was a single mother for a long time and I had two sons. Okay, and it's hard to be a female and make a son be a man. You know what I'm saying?
A female can't make a son be a man.
Exactly. But you know when you're put in that position, you got to do what you got to do. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's true. But my point is though, why would you? That's what I'm saying. You're talking about we got women that do that. It ain't. It's not good if you're doing that. If you're putting.
No, it's not good. But you got to do. But honey, understand. You got to do what you got to.
I'm talking about the part. I'm talking. I ain't talking about the part about taking care of him because there's nobody around. But you ain't talking about that part. I'm talking about giving yourself to a man and ain't making him earn it. I'm talking about making him put a ring on your hand and making him be really responsible for you instead of you just letting him have a free hit.
Okay, I understand that too. I understand that too. But understand too, there's a lot of females out here. They don't feel, today, the way it is, it's a lot of females. They're not feeling that. Okay, like I can make my own. I don't need a man. I need you for what I need you for.
That ain't true, though.
And I understand that. And it's sad. It is what it is. There's a lot of females. It's like, I can do this on my own. I can make babies. No. It takes two to make babies and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is, there's a lot of females out here that's doing a daggone thing because we had to do that. We had to, and it's sad, but it is what it is.
Well, just like, let me say this. And see, one thing I teach my daughter would have been 24, may God rest her soul now. She
my daughter's 24, too.
Mine would have been 24. What I'm saying is, and I got nieces that her cousins that are her age now that are living, and it's one of the things I tell them all the time, because I got some nieces that got that attitude, but what they don't understand is the woman, whether you accept it or not, always got more to lose than the man does when it comes to relationships.
That's true.
Because of the way you, this is what I'm saying. I ain't talking about money-wise either. I ain't talking about material stuff. I'm talking about, you got to understand, so when a woman allows men or multiple men to run in and out of her body, sperm has spirit in it. So when you let a man run in and out of you like that, and sometimes you wonder why you're so damn crazy because you got all these fucking spirits on you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, and it's not all the women that allow all of that to happen like that. Okay, bro.
No. I was making See, don't take it personal. I'm making a point. Let me say this. I'm talking about the value of the female, and I'm making a point. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm making a point. What I'm saying is, to want to be equal with a man in his degenerate way, because you say we can do that too. And my question was originally, if you got a lot of men who are pretty sloppy out of it, just like you got sloppy women. But men are leaders. Hold up. But men are the leaders. And so why would you want to be sloppy like a man like that? Because the effect on you is different than it is on a man. It just is what, like you say, it is what it is. And you have more to lose trying to be like a man in that regard.
But baby, it's not like we're trying to be like a man. A lot of us have been put in that position where we don't have no choice to handle, being
you can't be
what we are, raising kids on our own because the man wasn't there.
I ain't talking about what I'm saying, but you can't be like a man. That's my point. And you shouldn't want to be like a man, especially a man who's sloppy in his walk. You shouldn't want to be like that. And when it comes
We're trying to be like that, baby. We were put in certain positions, okay?
All right. You missing my point. What I'm saying is,
is you have way more value than to say, we want to do the same thing. We might just want to hit it and quit it, too. Why would you want to do that?
Because, you know, it might be a time where, you know, we're not looking for that relationship. You know, it's just like guys, okay, like y'all. You know, you want to hit and quit it, okay? There's women.
And it's just as wrong, it's just as bad for a man to do it as it is a woman.
Yeah, you're right about that, but you are right about that, but it is what it is.
What you're trying to do is argue and make it
I'm not trying to argue. I'm just saying what it is, bro.
I'm saying we don't want a battle. It ain't about a battle of the sexes, because here's the thing. When both straighten up their acts, it will get a lot better. Now, I'm going to say this. The reason why the condition of the black community is like it is because of this rift between the black man and the black woman in the first place, and the degenerate behavior on both sides. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah,
that's a man running around hitting it and quitting it and making children all over the place. That's a problem, too.
Completely. Completely. And that's why I put the public service announcement out there and to say that we're by no means making light of the whole single parenthood situation. We're just discussing certain aspects of it that's really happening out there where, you know what I mean, you meet somebody and because you're a decent person or whatever, they're trying to sign you up. But at the same time, you know, men and women are playing the same game right now.
Be it right, be it wrong.
Well, we the judge, we just saying that, you know, sometimes a brother just want to hit something, sometimes a sister just want to hit something, you know what I mean?
That's what I was saying, you know.
Make the merits of it or the demerits of it, but it is happening out there, and you know, we'd have to do two or three, four shows to find out the psychology towards that, because my man Ivan did make a good point, because I'm a firm believer in that. Our community, the chocolate community, has beared the burden on that in a major way, especially on the brothers we have who have left the single-parent households behind, because as sad as it is to say, it just is more single-parent households with females, man, because brothers ain't been trying to wear the pants and handle their business like they should. I feel no sympathy for no man. A friend of mine told me over the weekend that if you're wearing $200 Jordans, there's absolutely no damn reason why your child don't have what they need. You understand what I'm saying? And the other flip side of that coin I want to talk about is a lot of you cats out there who sign up for daddy duty. You meet the girl, you like the girl, you want to be with the girl, and when things are going good, you don't mind being the stepdaddy, but the moment y'all have a problem, the child becomes the pawn in the whole damn chess game that y'all playing. That shit is not cool, man. By no means a stretch of the imagination. You feel me?
Tony, but you got a whole bunch of variations just within that statement that you just made. You know, there's a lot of cats out here don't even mind stepping up to the plate. But sometimes just because you take care of a woman's kids and you that daddy that stepped up to the plate don't mean you have all the rights of that father. Especially when it comes to disciplinary issues, you know what I'm saying? So there's a whole different set of dynamics that come along with that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Now, when you get married, if you marry a woman,
I agree with you on that, and that should be taken care of up front, you know, from the beginning. Okay, you know, you
now,
hear me?
I ain't gonna do though. I ain't going to take care of no child that I can't discipline, though. I'm talking about if I'm married to the woman. I ain't talking about we just kicking it. But if she becomes my wife and I'm taking care of the household, you're going to mind me under my roof. Now, me and you, if the father's around, me and him can talk and get an understanding. But I ain't taking care of no child that I can't discipline. I'm sorry.
Ooh,
you ain't going to talk to me.
I hear you, bro. I hear you.
I'm going to put your mouth and close on your back.
That's right. If you're going to supply for that child, you need to be able to discipline that child.
Ivan, how many times have you heard that you ain't my daddy? I ain't got to listen to you anyway.
It don't matter. Baby, look, I got clothes on your back. I'm putting your monkey ass through school, and I'm feeding you.
Can I finish? Yeah, it does matter. because that person right there is going to go to jail a whole lot faster than the biological father.
Yeah. Okay. I got you on that.
Well,
see, that's what I'm saying. That's why it has been. Now, I'm saying if there's a father that's living and is around and is helping, there has to be an understanding. Because, see, I'm the kind of man like this. If I marry a woman that got children and they got and the father's around, I'm inclined, me and him going to have a talk. Me and him going to have a man-to-man talk that ain't got nothing to do with the wife, my wife. Because there's a difference. There's a man understanding is way different than a man and a woman's understanding. It's just the way it is. So me and him going to have a talk. We're going to have a man talk first. We're going to get our understanding.
Absolutely.
Look, man. And you know what I'm saying? Because I respect another man's position as a father. You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, I would make it understood. Look, partner, your child is under my roof. What's the boundaries? You see what I'm saying? What is it?
I'm handling this.
being under, you know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing. If you ain't around and your child out of order, and I'm there, but I'm putting food in the stomach, clothes on the back, I'm supplying all his or her essential or basic essentials of life, and I can't tell a child what they can and can't do, man, the hell with that. You ain't supposed to give me trouble on my own in my own palace. No.
Ivan, you're absolutely right, man, but that takes a real man, too, you know, and I'm a country boy, and I can totally relate because I would have that same conversation with the biological father so we could have some eye-to-eye conversation because my attitude is if I'm doing all those things like you just outlined and I can't discipline this child, you need to come get your kid. Straight up.
Okay.
They need to be with you because if they're here with me and they disrespect me or my wife, I'm going to get that ass. And if you can't appreciate and respect me for coming to you first with it, hey, brother, you need your kids with you anyway because they can't be here.
Right. See, not where I reside at, no sir. You know what has to happen, though? That's where that woman, now the wife, that's where she has to come in and not be so emotional about it and look at it logically. Because here's the thing. If I got children, and I'm just the kind of man I am, if I got children and I marry a woman, they're going to do what she says. She helping take care of your behind. You know what I'm saying? You're going to mind that woman. You're not going to disrespect because she's my wife. But if she's helping do all the stuff that makes sure you're okay, the basic essentials she's making sure, man, you're going to mind her. Or else I'm going to whoop your ass for not minding her.
Are you going to tap that ass?
Sweet B Love in the chat room says that's why everyone got to get to know one another and see if it's going to work out. It takes lots of time. Just last night in the chat room says that it's not every man you meet that can be a part of your kid's life. That's some real stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
It's for you, Ivan. Just last night said there's some spirits in the sperm. Run. So I think that's for you, Ivan, my man. But look, Bill, say that again, brother.
What did they say? Because you blanked out when you said it. What did they say?
They said there are some spirits in the sperm. Run. But anyway, they're trying to be funny up in the chat room, brother. They're trying to be funny up in the chat room. But, you know, we're making some good points, and I hope somebody out there listening in internet land or somebody listening online, you know what I mean, because these are real-life situations we're talking about right here when, you know, we started off talking about if I just met you while you signing me up for daddy duty. Now we've kind of moved on to the flip side of that conversation, whereas if you do sign up for the daddy duty, There's some work that come in with being a stepfather or, to be fair, a stepmother because it's a difficult role to step into at times when you're trying to play that role. And we're talking about, you know, the father or the mother on the outside got something to say. And like my man K. Diddy said, well, if I can't discipline him, you need to come get him. If I'm talking to him and taking care of him, you know what I mean? And that's the hard part that a lot of us don't think about. The next time that coochie entices you, you might want to think about that. Am I ready for daddy duty?
Mm.
Ain't that right, Lady Joy?
That's right. You know, I was a single mom for a long time, but, hey, it is what it is. Okay, you got a brother that wants to come in here and do that, and he loves you for you, and he loves your kids and stuff, and he sees the kids that's not doing what they're supposed to do, and he's there to discipline, you know. Check the brother out for who he is, okay? He loves you. He loves your kids, okay? And there's not a lot of brothers out there that's going to do that. And it's like, baby girl, your son or your daughter, you know, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, you might not see that because you a mom, a single mom, and it's like, oh, my baby is all this, that, that. No. Mm-mm.
Some of these women are looking for men to do daddy duty because they know they self that their kids is out of line.
Exactly. And a lot of, and me being a single mom, I was a single mom for a long time, but you might not want to see, you know, what it is what it is. So, check it out.
Hold on, they don't move nowhere with that thought right there. For all the fellas out there, this is y'all's song right here, man. This is y'all's song.
Girl, you must think I'm sure I'll eat a blind.
I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. I know that I am wrong, and I apologize. I used to find that song so hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Just my baby daddy.
I know I'm wrong. I swear. I'm going to hell. But anyway.
Yeah. In a handbasket, okay.
Okay, the folks in the chat room, just last night, you said, let me make sure I quote you correctly, if you're going to marry a dude, hold on, if you're going to marry a dude, then the relationship must be tight with the children and him. You understand what I'm saying? He must love them like he loves his mom and his
kids.
That's
right. That's right. It's a package deal there.
Yeah, absolutely. Sweet D Love said we all have to take time because respect must be a part of the program.
Mm-hmm. And she's so right about that.
And she said they must also love him in return. The kids must also love that man in return.
Yeah,
and
but,
okay.
it doesn't always work out that way because especially, like, male children, they might feel like, oh, you ain't my daddy and stuff.
And they need
to get a
job.
Yeah, well, I can understand it, too. But, it might be a case where mom was always the one that was doing it, and then all of a sudden here comes dude coming up in here. You know what I'm saying? And, it takes a minute for everybody to get used to everybody.
Well, isn't that where mom's supposed to step up? Because she's the only one who can do that. She's
the one that's supposed to
bridge that gap. She's the only
one
to do
that. Yeah, she is. She is. But, even if she tries to do that, the male child might not always accept that. It's like, uh-uh. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of times, it's the little girls. The little girls is definitely daddy babies.
Yeah. And they might not be accepting either, but it is what it is. And you got to do what you got to do.
You need to go be with your real daddy then. I'm sorry. Damn, that kind of sounds harsh there, K. Diddy. That kind of sounds harsh.
Yeah.
No, that kind of sounds real. Because if you step into the plate, and you man it up, and you willing and prepared with a good heart, good spirit, and you trying everything in your power to make this your family and do the right thing, and you got a little kid here that's way, way, way out of control, and ain't nothing you could ever do about it, and all she's going to do is cause problems between you and your wife, and kids can be the greatest problems.
Yeah, because kids will try to play the parents against each other.
And if the child is that type of child, then the decision has to be made. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the parent of that child has to make a decision. If you can't abide by the rules of the household and be a part of this family, then you need to find some place to go. Or I need to find some place to go with you. You know what I'm saying? that's what's gonna end up happening.
Yeah, well, I can see where you're coming from, but, kids, a lot of times they try to play the parents against each other,
Like you say, but it is what it is. If that child is going to be disruptive in that house, either that child need to go be with the biological parent or you both need to find some place to go because that man or that woman that's providing for, they're not going to do that. They're not gonna be disrespected in their home. It's just not going to happen.
Exactly. Well, I got you on that one there. Because I feel you because I'm not going to let little crumb snatcher like, dude, you're not going to disrupt all of this up in here. And I'm providing for your little monkey ass? Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you don't want to be here? Don't unpack your shit.
I got you on that one, bro.
Hold on. Once again, devil's advocate over here, then there's some people who would say, well, you chosen a broad or a guy over your kids. Well, who's that for me or for Joy or for Ivan? Who's that for?
No, Ivan ain't here. I'm just saying the comment y'all just passed where, you know,
okay,
you know, if you
okay. Well, of course,
you don't
of course,
want to be
somebody's
there.
Gonna. Of course, there are going to be outsiders that are going to say you chose this guy over your kids, or you chose this woman over your kids. But they're on the outside looking in. They don't know exactly everything that goes on within the house. And if they're making that decision, limited information they get 9 times out of 10 is from the child or somebody else outside too. But if they're so concerned, maybe that child can go live with them.
Hmm.
Ooh, that sound bitter, K. Diddy. That sound bitter, brother.
Oh, no. What it sound like is people got a whole lot to say, but they need to learn how to mind their own business, because if they were saying the right thing, and the right thing would be to say, listen, you're a child, and you need to learn how to listen to your parents.
Act like one.
You shouldn't be talking outside of your household. And if that man or that woman was so bad, don't you think your parent would not be with them in the first place? And if you're that unhappy and you don't think you can live within their rules or the household, then you need to find someplace to go, period.
Mm.
And your little badass can't come with me.
Can I get that $8 million on that and stuff? Can I get that $8 million and stuff?
Sweet D said, get out. You know, in the chat room. Hold on. Just last night said, in order for a family to make it, you got to spend family time together. And a lot of time, the dudes only want to take the woman out on a date.
Okay, and.
We got some bad feedback coming from you, Lady Joy. I don't know what you're doing, you know. You might be over there blending something or something else going on, but some bad feedback coming through.
Vibrator? What? What? What you say?
Hold on. Say that again, K. Diddy.
What you say about a vibrator?
Ain't nobody said nothing about no damn vibrator. That's your monkey ass, okay? You just want a vibrator, right?
It's some kind of interference on the line or something.
Yeah, there was just some static interference on the line. Oh, before we go any further, I want to make sure I take a moment and send a big shout out to the folks over there. You know what I mean? www.worldmovement.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the music. Check out the books. You know what I mean?
Right.
We've been having a blast. We have been having a blast on the show today.
Exactly. That's what we do.
So much fun. My man Ivan from Tulsa, Oklahoma, thank you so much for chiming in. The folks in the chat room, all the good folks who are going to check these archives out. Look, man, it comes down to this. Know what you're signing up for, because there's a consequence to every action that you take. And if you ain't ready for daddy duty, you might want to let somebody know that up front, and you give them the option. You let them know, look, I'm just trying to have some fun. If you're not trying to sign up for mama duty, do the same.
Exactly.
Don't just go along with it, because that affects the children ultimately at the end of the day. And like K. Diddy said, if you got some badass kids, you need to get them in check.
Hey, I totally agree with that. I was a single mom for a long time, and I agree with that. I ain't got a problem with it. So whoever got a problem with what I'm saying, bring it. I ain't scared of none of y'all. What?
Just last night in the chat room, I see where you said you would never bring a dude in with conflict. You got to make sure everybody gets along. And she
right.
Says, by the way, just last night says, go ahead with your vibrator, Lady Joy. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't need a vibrator, okay? Mama don't need a vibrator, okay? I get it when I want it, okay?
Hey,
I can tell y'all where to get one, okay? Get one or four, okay?
Oh, so now you're telling off on yourself.
I ain't telling nothing. Okay, like y'all don't use vibrators and stuff. Okay, like men don't use vibrators.
Ain't nothing wrong with vibrators. Ain't nothing wrong with vibrators.
Exactly. Exactly.
If it adds some spice to the bedroom, you do what you got to.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony.
Y'all go on with y'all vibrators. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
Yeah, you know. I saw that big 4 foot tall vibrator you had. Okay, don't even
now,
play.
Quit before you tell off on yourself. Quit.
I'm telling off on you, bruh.
Quit. No, you ain't telling off on me. Look.
When there are two consenting adults, okay, and they want to play with a vibrator, ain't nothing wrong with it. Okay,
well,
it's just adding more. It's just adding more to what you're doing, you know? Because sometimes it might need a little help all up in the bedroom and stuff. What?
Yeah, well, go get
I'm just saying.
Go get some of them blue super vitamins.
Whatever.
Y'all can mail some. I take donations to the blue super pill.
You know what I'm saying?
In the future, in your front. Now,
yeah.
Before I go to start, make sure y'all get up over there and sign up for the email list. And then go to the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com, PLAYERUNIVERSITYSYGU.com. Sign up for your boy Pretty Tony's email list so you can keep up with what we got going on. We're about to take you out of here with some music from the good folks over there at World Movement. And, of course, the new book. We almost there. I know y'all been hearing it for a while. We
can't wait.
Last stages of the race. Who is she? What is she?
What is she to you?
I am doing big things with this one. You know what I mean? It's for everybody out. Of course, Lady Joy, tell them the Facebook and the email.
Facebook, Joy LaShawn, JoyLaShawn. Hit me up. You know, you want to be my Facebook friend? We can do that. Okay.
Straight up. You know how we do up on here. We come through here, we start mess, we talk about life. And if you meet me Monday, please, give me at least till the following Monday before you try to sign me up for daddy duty or something. You know?
Hey, Tony, my kids are grown, so I'm not trying to hit you up for daddy duty, okay?
And for the fellas out there, you gotta at least get a woman some warning before you just take them home and be like, cook something. Then when they look up a couple kids at the table, you know, we need to communicate better, y'all.
Yeah.
We need to communicate better, folks.
Yeah.
Real, though. You know what I mean? Hey, be blessed, y'all.
Just to cook your dinner, babe. I run your naked in it. I take off your shoes, girl. Sing a love song to the love of my life. But if you really want those things, baby, must be my wife, baby. Gotta go around the aisle, baby. We gotta see the preacher. We gotta get it together, baby, yeah. Friends and family, they come to witness you and me. We've got to make it right. If you want white benefits, you gotta be my wife. Baby, you must be my wife. Be a part of my life. It's time to make everything right, baby. Everything all right, yeah. Pretty baby, pretty baby, gonna take a pretty day. I want you to be my wife, pretty baby. I call you here, pretty baby, pretty baby. Gonna rub your feet, baby, pretty baby. Be so good to you, baby. Hey. You're the gleam in my babe. You're the one that makes me smile. Pretty baby, pretty baby. I'm gonna love you so much, baby. So much, so much, baby.
How could you pleasure putting me through some